that on Thursdays, myself and Karina are working on a study of Judas. And this is a theme we're working on as well. So we're all coming together to share in these rich themes that we don't always get a chance to do when Holy Week happens so quickly. So Colin, you're going to share with the betrayal of Jesus.
Jesus is betrayed. Jesus had a good friend named Peter, who was there when Jesus healed people and make miracles happen. Jesus liked Peter so much that he gave Peter the nickname The Rock. Jesus had another friend named Judas. Jesus, Peter, Judas, and the other disciples spent lots of time together. They were all together when Jesus told them that his life had to end. It was sad and hard for Jesus and his friends. Jesus felt so sad that he went to a quiet place in a garden and prayed. "Please, God," Jesus prayed, "make me strong. Help me trust you." Jesus asked the disciples to come to the garden and stay awake while he prayed, but they fell asleep. "Wake up, wake up, wake up," Jesus told the disciples 3 times. When Jesus finished praying, it was time for him to go and face hard things. Even though Jesus had many friends, he had bad enemies too. Some people were scared that Jesus would change the world too much with love. Judas got scared too. He let Jesus down. Jesus told some of Jesus' enemies where Jesus was. When soldiers came to the garden, Judas kissed Jesus on the cheek to show them who they were looking for. The soldiers took Jesus away. Judas and Peter ran away and hid. They were so scared.
Thank you for sharing with us the story that you're going to be looking at a little bit more when you go into junior church. But before that, let us sing together.
Let us pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable to you, God, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. This morning, we hear in the scripture that the disciples felt like they were doing good work on behalf of Jesus and doing what Jesus had asked. It wasn't until Jesus said to them, "You will all fall away, for it is written, I will strike the shepherd, and the sheep will be scattered," that any of the disciples realized they were going to do wrong. In this gospel reading, Peter says to Jesus, "Even though others will fall away, I will not," assuring Jesus that he need not worry about him. The first thing I thought was, well, this sounds familiar. What Peter does here is exactly what many of us have done. We convince ourselves that we will always connect with God, we'll always follow Jesus, and always be there when God calls us. Jesus says to Peter, "Truly I tell you, this day, this very night, before the cock crows twice, you will deny me three times." But Peter replies to Jesus, "Even though I must die with you, I will not deny you." As the disciples continue to journey with Jesus, they all make their way to a place called Gethsemane. And Jesus says to them, "Sit while I pray." Jesus took Peter, James, and John with him and began to be distressed and agitated. And Jesus said to them, "My soul is deeply grieved. Even to death, remain here and keep awake." Jesus then throws himself on the ground and prayed that, if it were possible, the hour might pass from him. Jesus says, "Father, for you all things are possible. Remove this cup from me. Yet not what I want, but what you want." When we hear this in the scripture, it is hard to comprehend that Jesus is asking to have this responsibility removed from him. But it also shows us that our doubts as disciples are valid and the road is hard. Something is shifting here in Jesus, and he is struggling with what he knows will inevitably come. As Jesus goes through this internal battle, he returns and finds Peter sleeping. Jesus says to him, "Could you not have kept awake for even an hour?" We may find this interaction odd, as Peter just took a brief nap. However, Jesus had an expectation of the disciples. He asks him again, "Can you stay awake while I go and pray?" And once again, Peter finds his eyes very heavy. Jesus comes back and says to the disciples, "Are you still sleeping and taking your rest?" Then Jesus says to them, "The hour has come. The Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. Get up and let us be going. Look, my betrayer is at hand." Immediately after this, Judas arrives with a crowd armed with swords and clubs from the chief priests and scribes. We now know who the person is that betrays Jesus. Judas kisses Jesus, showing the guard that this is the man to be arrested. Then Jesus says to them, "Day after day, I was with you in the temple teaching, and you did not arrest me. But let the scriptures be fulfilled." As the story continues, we know that Peter follows Jesus at a distance right into the courtyard of the high priest, and sits with the guards, warming himself by the fire. While sitting in the courtyard, a female servant says to him, "You were also with Jesus, the man from Nazareth." And Peter says, "No, I do not know what you are talking about." And the cock crows. And the female servant says to the bystanders, "This man is one of them." But Peter denies it once again. Then after a little while, the bystanders again say to Peter, "Certainly you are one of them, for you are a Galilean and you talk like one." But Peter begins to curse and swore an oath, "I do not know this man you are talking about." And at that moment, the cock crows for the second time. Then Peter remembers what Jesus had said to him. "Before the cock crows twice, you will deny me three times." And he breaks down and he weeps. There are times when being a follower of Jesus Christ can be such a blessing. And other times it can be very hard. We can all think of certain things where we would all share this way of feeling. The feelings like that warmth in your heart when you do something for someone else. Or that extra satisfaction when we don't have the energy but are still willing to give something of ourselves when there really isn't much left to give. And at other times, when things are falling apart around you and nothing is going the way you planned, being a disciple feels like a heaviness in your heart and a weight on your chest that makes it very hard to breathe. What does it mean to be a disciple? I think after reading today's gospel, I would rephrase this question. What does it take to be a disciple? What it takes to be a disciple is the ongoing commitment and willingness to deny oneself, take up the cross, and follow Jesus. It is also the commitment of the self to God and Christ and of living fully according to God's will for one's life. When we look at the scripture, a disciple is all of us here today. A disciple is someone who continues after failures, gets up, and chooses the path again and again. Being a disciple means we can have the best intentions and still fall short. Jesus chose people he knew would betray him, lie, tarnish his name, and deliberately allow others to disrespect him. And still, Jesus chose all the disciples just as they are. Like Peter, we have all denied Jesus. Perhaps the scripture teaches us what it takes to be a disciple. Being a disciple is not that hard. It is trying, wondering, walking, asking, and choosing to return to Jesus after falling away. In Jesus' name, let it be so. Amen.
Thank you.
one of the ways in which we can show our offering of time and talent and treasure is by coming, being part of the choir, being present here today, watching online and worshiping. Another symbol of that is our resources. And as the offering plate is brought forward by Bill, it reminds us of that symbol of when we are able to give so that the church can continue to give and give and give, not only within the sanctuary, but out into the world. Please, friends, for those who are able, please rise as we offer a blessing and a prayer over the offering. Let us pray. Loving Creator, help us to remember that we were made to love. And in doing so, we bring who we are, we bring our talents, we bring our offerings so that it can continue to show the loving ministry of your church out into the world. Bless our offering as you have blessed us. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Let us pray. Gracious God, open us up to be transformed by your presence. When we see others who need our love and kindness, let us reach out. Help us to be courageous enough to respond. For everyone that is going through times of struggle, help us to be that warmth that they need, to wrap them in your love and in your comfort. Guide us. Be with us. Holy God, give us the wisdom to listen and to claim time of pause in order to learn and to grow in wisdom from your teachings, and inspire us to be present and engaged. Help us in staying curious, asking questions, growing in our faith. When we do so, we make room for new ideas. We make room for the holy. We make room for transformation. Loving God, show us how to truly love and show grace to one another. In a world needing peace, help us to be an instrument of your peace. Guide us. Offer us the love and grace that you show to all. When we become judgmental of others, give us the wisdom to pause and to discern and to respond in better ways. Remind us that with time and response, we can show welcome. We can be the people that you call us to be. We pray for all the countries of the world to act with hearts, to respect, to protect, to heal, to love, to create a place of needed peace. For those that we worry about, for places and people, remind us to pray. Let us take a moment to silently pray for what is on our hearts today. We know that there is power and presence in prayer. Thank you, loving God, for hearing our prayers. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Thank the Bell Choir. Let's give them a round of applause. What a beautiful ministry of music today. Thank you so much. And Trinity Choir, I was so proud of you. I'm always proud of you all, but I was so proud. Yesterday, we went down and were really treated to a beautiful service, a concert, a worship service, a praising of 80 years for Camp Abbey. And this choir knocked it out of the park under the music leadership and direction of Louise. Let's give them a round of applause. And thank you for being here. You get a little bit of a shorter service, so that means next week is longer. I'm kidding. No, we won't do that to you. As we leave this place today, I commission you all to be alert, to stand firm in the faith, to be valiant and strong, but let all that you do be done out of love. May God bless you and keep you. May God's face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. Amen.
Thank you.